So I'm very pleased to get our next guest, Brian. At the start of the year, we had to give our tips, right? Who did I tip to play in the grand final, Brian?
You said Penrith.
Oh, come on.
And Melbourne.
No, I did not.
You did say Sharks.
And who did I say to win the Dally M?
You said Nico.
Nico Hines, exactly right. I may have said it to Nico in the mall at Cronulla one day. I'm pleased to say he's on the line. G'day, Nico.
Hey, fellas. How you going?
Mate, I'm going well. How's life in Cronulla treating you?
Yeah, it's good. I'm loving it. It's a great little town to live in. Not too busy like the old eastern suburbs where Fletchy's living, but no, it's good fun. I'm enjoying it.
Hey, Nicholas, have you been down to that Jaffel place? It got the best Jaffel.
Miss Jaffel's.
Miss Jaffel's. Have you been? Have you got around that yet?
No, I haven't heard about it.
Yeah, it's on the corner there. You'll see it. You won't stop seeing it. No, it's not in the mall. No, it's the street closer to the beach. What's that called? Croydon or whatever it is.
Allura,
that's it. Yeah, one of those.
Where are you living, Nico? Are you right in the heart of Cronulla?
Yeah, I'm in the heart.
Yeah, that's
right
where you
want to
be.
What about this, right? I've got to give the wifey up here. So we went away for a touch football tournament, which I believe you've played in these before, Nico. These, what do they call it? Where all the regions come together.
State Cup.
The State Cup. But it was the other one where the rep team from the State Cup, the regionals.
Oh, the regionals, the NTLs.
That's it, right? And you'd said something about, oh, I love playing. You posted something. Anyway, one of the mums, she's reached out, right? Caitlin, lovely lady. And she said, oh, you must have played for the Hornets or someone. Was that right?
Yeah, the Hornets,
right? So her young Harley's with the Rebels and our kids. But anyway, then all the mums are talking about, oh, I've had a selfie with Nico and all these mums. He's the king of Cronulla. My wife, right? My wife. What about this, right? So she's in the butcher.
Man, this is like a bit of a, this is like an apology line.
No, she's in the butcher, right? Yeah. This is how she tells the story, much to the mirth of the girlfriends who try and question it. But apparently there's a lineup in the butchery, right? And we've got this little dog. And my wife has to get somebody to guard this big dog of ours, which is about the size of this drink bottle, right? She goes, excuse me, sir, could you please hold my dog, right? Claiming that she has no idea who she's asking, which happens to be Nico Hines, right?
Oh, yes.
And she goes, I didn't realise till after I come out and all those young boys are hovering around.
Do you remember this, Nico?
Yeah, I do remember it, actually.
I reckon you were about the 10th bloke in line and she's just gone to you and said, oh, yeah, you're the one to mind my beloved dog. Anyway, Brian, hey, our man's flying, isn't he, Nico?
Yeah, so, Nico, I just want to talk about your coach for a second. Now, is it true that Craig Fitzgibbon, in the last training session, gets involved in gets involved in your defensive drills?
No, he runs them, but he doesn't get involved. I haven't seen him get involved yet.
Okay.
The boys want to put one on him if he got involved.
Yeah, because he's a good wrestler. He's a good wrestler.
Well, is that true?
Yeah, he does. I think he wakes up in the mornings and does some jiu-jitsu and whatnot, so I wouldn't probably tag him on or anything.
Oh, okay. So he hasn't done with any of the players yet.
Nah, not that I've noticed. Anyway.
Okay.
The morning of their games, Brian, he goes on, has his own fight just to get that nervous energy out, the jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. What's he said about this weekend's game? Is he, because I know deep down he's up against his old club. I mean, he played there and he was on the coaching staff for so long. Have you found him a little bit different this week? A little bit nervous, maybe?
On the phone, David. Today, I reckon he's probably a little bit, you could tell he was a bit quieter than usual. So I reckon he might be thinking about it a little bit, but he hasn't really said, like, this is my old club, you're going to have to do this to him, or you have to beat him for me. So he's still just approaching the game like he would any other game, but I reckon a few of the boys will know, without it being spoken about, that it's going to be playing on his mind a little bit, so we want to put a good performance on for him.
What about Lockie Miller last week, Nico? You went back to halfback, which was pleasing for most. What a debut.
Yeah, it was unreal. You never really know how someone's going to go, especially coming from like rugby sevens and rugby union and whatnot. And he's been really good in the pre-season. He's been willing to learn. And like, you don't really know how someone's going to actually go until they get thrown out in the deep end on the NRL level. So it was just really pleasing to see all his hard work paid off. And it was one of the best debuts I've been a part of in my short career, sure.
So, Nico, when you signed with Cronulla, were you always told you're going to be having the number 7 on your back?
Yeah, well, my first conversation with Fitzy was we knew Will Kennedy is a long-term fullback there, and he spoke to me about how I'd like to play in the halves, and, you know, wasn't unfamiliar
to me. So, yeah, ever since I've come to the club and spoke to Fitzy, it was always about playing halfback on 5'8".
And how much import do you have into the Cronulla attack?
Yeah, I like to think I have a fair bit. I like to pick teams apart, and I watch a fair bit of footy, and I like making game plans, and I spend a lot of time with our spine and the assistant coaches in Josh Henne and DJ Holdsworth in their video little room, and try to pick teams apart and what plays I want to run to make sure that we can, sort of pick them apart, I guess.
Yeah, because I'm noticing now when I played, and I suppose when you played too, Joel, it was the coach's way or the highway.
Mm.
You weren't allowed to. So is it this new age of players where, well, your coaching staff, if you throw up an idea, are they quite welcoming to say, oh, that's not a bad idea, Nico? Or they shoot you down and say, no, it's not going to work against them?
No, they're open to the ideas for sure. And at the end of the day, I guess we're the ones out there doing it and playing it. So I think they respect our mind and what we think as well. But we respect theirs too. They're going to give us a game plan and what they think will run, and we'll sort of chuck our variations on it and what we think will work too. And then we'll just put our ideas together and come up with a plan. And there's no way they'll sit there and say that's not a good idea, unless it's probably Toby Rudolph saying something. But other than that, they like our ideas.
Hey, Nico, you're only human, and in the Fair Dinkum Stakes, you're into this New South Wales squad up to your eyeballs. How hard is it to focus on what you've got to do at club level, but at the back of your mind you're thinking, by gee, I could see myself maybe in that jumper? How does that play out?
Oh, I wouldn't say I'm in the team yet. I'm really hoping, fingers crossed, that I am. But, look, at the beginning of the year, I wasn't thinking about it one bit. I was really focused on having a good start to the season. I had some goals to make sure that, you know, we won the first 4 out of 5 game or not, and we were really lucky to do that. So I just wanted to make sure Cronulla Sharks was my priority, and trying to play good footy there. And obviously towards when, you know, the last few weeks when your name's getting chucked up, you do think about it a bit. You're only human, and that's what I've dreamt of as a kid forever. So I have thought about it a bit, but what I've got to do is play good footy first. And if you're not playing good footy, you're not getting picked for these teams. So that's my main priority.
Nico, has Coach Brad Fittler been in touch with you, either via email or text message?
No, I haven't spoke to him.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Well, Brian, you know what, right? So I think people, because Nico's scenario is so unique, where arrived properly entrenched in first grade very, very late and became an instant sort of, you go down to Cronulla, he's as big as gal down at Cronulla at the moment, Nico Hines. But Nico, if Brad Fittler gives you this jumper on Sunday night or Monday, whenever the team gets announced, you still wouldn't have played 50 NRL games. It's been a very long career for you in many ways, but a very short career, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's sort of weird, like, without being, I don't know if it's arrogant or not, but I feel like I've played a lot more games than I have, because I played 60 reserve grade games.
Yep.
You know, I spent 3 years playing against men and, applying my trade there, and then coming to the Melbourne Storm and the knowledge they give you, you just fast track your career so quickly with what they can teach you and do for you. And yeah, it just feels like I've been around for years, but I've only been around for like 47 games or whatever it is. So, but yeah, I'd be so happy if I was to be named in that squad. But yeah, still got to play this game against the Roosters first and try to get the job done there.
Just on the Chooks, mate, where are their dangers? Do you think they've fallen away a little bit? That's what I've heard. A few of the Cronulla players are saying, yeah, we've got them covered this week. I don't know whether you were quoted. I think might not have been you, but they're saying, yeah, they're struggling a little bit.
No, they're not struggling at all. There's no way we can put any points on them. I reckon they're going to do the job too easy.
Yeah, there you go, Brian.
So, right, what about your hair? I've noticed that's quite the talk topic. A lot of people are saying that they like the long locks, but what about getting a bit of a trim? They're saying it's a bit wild. Do you put much effort into your hair?
No, I don't put anything in the hair. Just get out of the shower, mess it up, and off I go.
Do you wear any product?
No product.
No product.
Well, would you like some?
Well, no, I'm just saying, would you be open to a sponsorship or an ambassadorship with some sort of gel company?
Oh, yeah, always open to that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I might start my own hair product.
That's a good call.
Well, let's do that then. Yep. Looking for investors?
Let's do it, Fletch, you and I.
We can do it. I've got the connections. Mm. I can get it made.
Yep.
Don't know what it'll be made of, but it'll be obviously no animals. No animals will be hurting.
Hey, Nico, before you go into your world-acclaimed hairdo company, Indigenous round, how important is it to you and the boys in the team?
Yeah, it's massive. Obviously, we've got about, I think, 7 players, and everyone's so proud to represent who they are, where they come from, and their family, their people, their mob. And yeah, it's really exciting times. And I think it's just a really important week for, you know, the young Indigenous kids in remote communities. You know, they get to look at us and, you know, have a dream one day to be playing where we're playing. You know, we all had that same dream when we were kids, to be on the big stage. And, you know, for the next generation after that, we get to pave the way and try and inspire the younger Indigenous kids to be here one day. And, you know, this is more important to all them sort of kids and the fans than it is to us. And, yeah, I just hope that we can do a really good job across the board of the NRL, all the players can put some good performance on and inspire some young kids to be like us one day.
Nico, well said, mate. Thanks for minding the dog that was under huge threat there at the butchery. We appreciate that.
I'd be worried about that.
And, mate, go and win that Dally M. I think it's ready for you and so to get to that grand final. We've got to run, mate, but we really appreciate your time here on the run home.
Right. Thanks, guys. Thanks,
see you, Nico. Good luck, brother.
All class. Nico Hines.